Hello again, and welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。First of all, I would like to apologize for being even huskier and very nasal today. 首先呢，想跟大家说抱歉，因为传染了感冒，所以我今天的声音会更加哑，而且还会有鼻音，所以请大家多多包涵。The other big difference you probably noticed is the background music. In my show, I tend to use light jazz.And obviously, this is an entirely different type of music. And you will know why I've chosen this specific type of music very soon.
那你马上就会知道为什么我今天在小酒馆里选择了这样的音乐，选择了这样的背景音乐。
In the past few days, whether we wanted it or not, we seem to see a lot of negative news about one Chinese rapper.
在过去几天的社交媒体上，还有各大论坛上，似乎有关一位中国说唱歌手的负面新闻刷屏了。
And that has prompted a huge debate about the music genre itself, hip-hop.
似乎也引起了大家对 hip-hop 和 rap 的热议。
Hip-hop is a music genre,
嘻哈。
Rap would be 说唱。So the key word for today's episode would be hip-hop and rap. Before you turn it off and say, I don't like this type of music,Now remember, this is not a music show. I personally have neither positive nor negative feeling towards these type of music. What I find very interesting is the cultural associations and background of this music genre, which you might find interesting as well. So let's get started.
今天小酒馆里我们就谈谈嘻哈和说唱背后的故事。
Hip-hop is a subculture and art movement developed in the Bronx.In New York City during the late 1970s. It is a subculture.
Subculture 是亚文化，一般是独立于主流文化之外的 subculture.
And an art movement.
一个艺术运动或者艺术流派。
Art movement. And it originated in the Bronx in New York City. Hip-hop is rooted in the African-American community. You see the word black as well, but the more formal way of calling themwould be African-American.
非裔美国人，那也就是黑人的文化。
When you talk about hip-hop, one word you tend to see is the word inner city. Inner city seems to be a very easy word to understand. Inner means inside. So inner city seems to mean inside the city. For Chinese, inside the city would be the place that you have lots of businesses. Think of Beijing. To live in the inner city, let's say to live within the third ring road, you probably need to have a lot of money. But in the American context, inner city means something else. Usually, the term inner city is used to refer to lower income residential districts.
通常是指市中心收入比较低、治安比较乱的这种贫民区。
For instance, you have inner city children, inner city schools. The opposite would probably be suburbs. Now, you probably read somewhere before.America's middle class usually live in the suburbs.
那美国的中产居住区通常是在市郊或者近郊 suburbs.
The other word you probably see when you're talking about hip-hop culture is the word ghetto. Originally, this word refers to a specific region in the city of Venice.
Ghetto 这个词如果你查的话，很多时候你会查到贫民区的这个含义。但是其实它最早是威尼斯在威尼斯的一个犹太人的聚集区叫 Jewish Ghetto.
And now, the word ghetto is used to refer to the residential area for ethnic groups.
那现在在美国的这个场景里面说 ghetto 的话一般是指城市里的少数族裔聚集区
It hints lower income. And this is exactly the background for the type of music, hip-hop and rap. And some of you might ask, what's the difference between hip-hop and rap?Actually, rap is part of the hip-hop genre. Usually, when people think of hip-hop, they think of the following elements. First of all, you have rapping. Someone calls it MC.
说唱乐。
This is rapping. The other would be breakdancing,
也就是我们说的这个霹雳舞。
DJing,
DJ 的打碟和混音。
Beatboxing,
节奏口技。
This is a very interesting genre, with people imitating the sound of musical instruments. And then there is graffiti, writing and painting things on the walls in public area.
涂鸦 graffiti.
So rapping, breakdancing, DJing, beatboxing, and graffiti. These are all key elements of the hip-hop culture. In the development of hip-hop music, there are different stages. In the beginning, there was old-school hip-hop. Old-school. Now, this is a very interesting expression. Old-school usually means old-fashioned in the very beginning.
老派的嘻哈
Old-school. We can also use the word old-school to talk about things that are traditional or things from the past. For instance, you can say, those shoes are so old-school.
鞋子很复古啊。
Or you can use it to talk about a person. He is a very old-school teacher. He's a very traditional teacher. He behaves in a traditional way. Now back to the word rap. I think for people who don't really know rap, probably it doesn't sound like music to you because it sounds just like someone talking. They're not singing to it. The definition of rap is a musical form that incorporates rhyme, rhythmic speech, and street vernacular. The three elements of rap, rhyme,
押韵,
rhythmic speech,
有节奏的
说话, and street vernacular,
街头的词汇.
Of course, there are so many different types, different styles of rap. One of the most controversial types is called gangster rap.
所有说唱种类里面可能最具有争议性的是叫做 gangster rap, 匪帮说唱
gangster. It's a variation of the word gangster,
街头的这些帮派.
Gangster rap is very controversial because it contains a lot of very progressive content. They talk about sex, violence, racial conflicts, weapons, which makes it very controversial and progressive.
非常具有争议性而且很激进的音乐种类。
Rap as a music genre seems to be gaining in popularity in China. There are even talent shows for rappers.
最近也有说唱类的这种才艺节目。
Actually, one of the most fascinating skills for a rapper is their ability to freestyle. You probably have seen this a lot lately, freestyle. For rappers, freestyle means they can make up lyrics as they go along.
是即兴编词说唱。并非之前准备好的叫做 freestyle.
This usually happens when two rappers or more rappers get together and they're having a rap battle. They're battling with their own rap. They both would freestyle rap and see who gets the upper hand. Another word that comes from hip-hop and rap, which is very popular nowadays in the internet language in China.
另外一个进入中国网络流行语的词汇也是从说唱乐来的叫做
This, D-I-S-S. Some of you probably have seen it and are probably wondering what it means. This means to disrespect or disparage. Essentially, in freestyle battle, you're trying to insult the other person. You're trying to talk them down. Suitable translation would be
中文的互撕
to diss someone. So next time when you see the word diss, you know what it means. Although many may think,The music genre hip-hop or rap are mostly about violence, about sex, or about cursing, about dirty words. It's a way for African-Americans in a disadvantaged position to have a voice. And if you check out the top rap songs, you'll find that many of them are not focusing on foul language.
很多真正流传下来的说唱单曲并非是满是粗口毫无意义的。
So in the end,To share with you one of the top 50 rap songs of all time by a legendary rapper, Tupac.
最后跟大家分享的一首说唱乐是被誉为说唱之神的 Tupac 在90年代的一个 hit single, 个热门的单曲
Keep Your Head Up.
Keep Your Head Up.
Yeah, here means your. He wrote this song to commemorate an African-American girl who has been shot
In this song, he's showing his care for the women and children who live in the ghetto.
这首歌呢，如果大家看词的话，主要是关爱贫民窟的女性和儿童生活现状一首歌，基本上没有脏字，而且能看得出来这里面的真情。
But one thing to note is when you're listening to a rap song, it's better not to learn the language because the grammar and the words they use it against grammar rules intentionally.
那你会发现说唱乐里面的语法和用词都非常不标准。
This is intentional, 是刻意为之的一种街头语言风格。So I wouldn't recommend using rap song to learn English. Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see him. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a mess. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up?Fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.Because of the limited time of the show, I cannot really play the whole song. And in the end, I would like to remind you again, I'm not here to promote or to criticize any type of music, but rather to share with you some of the interesting cultural roots that prompted such music, and also keep you updated with the discussions that are going on. If you like my show, please don't forget to follow and subscribe, and don't hesitate to share my program with your friends. I'll see you next time. Bye.